probably right about now. I reckon they've just won the competition to the minute, Brian. Two tries to this fellow who's about to join us. Before we do that, let's have a listen to the post-game speech by our guest that's coming up here, who just went out in absolute style.
I just don't know really what to say. This is a bloody dream or something. It's just a sensational feeling. To all the Penrith supporters, all the sponsors over the years, for the 12 years that I've been there, thanks for your support. I hope to have a schooner with every one of you tonight sometime. Thank you.
Yes, it certainly is. And this man here, so I reckon it was about to this minute, Fletch, and this is the music they ran out to on their way to their maiden premiership. Makes the hair stand up. Tell you what, we've kept him waiting, but now he's about to take his team out onto the Sydney Football Stadium and ultimately score two tries. His name is Royce Simmons, and he's on Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN. G'day, Royce.
Hey, boys. You wouldn't credit this. I've just had a bet at Belmont, and the horse was called Just a Midi. If it was called Just a Schooner, it would have won. Second or third.
No.
Fell short.
Do you remember this tune, Roycey?
I can't say I can, mate.
It was the old Sports World anthem too.
Oh, it's beautiful.
But you blokes ran out to it. Hey, Roycey, do you remember have you got memories of you scoring both of these tries? Because sometimes over time, you know, you sort of forget, but have you got any vivid memories of you actually when you crashed over?
Yeah, I can remember them a bit. They stick in there a bit. I wouldn't like the paint a picture of them, but I could probably talk about it. with a schooner in your hand, as we just spoke, I suppose.
So, Roycey, those two tries were your only two tries for that season. Is that not just the most remarkable thing? And, mate, what a way to go out. How did you feel leaving the Sydney Football Stadium in that manner?
Mate, it was hard disguising it all year, me attacking powers. I could have used them any time during the year, but I thought, well, let's keep them for the last game and use them there. And I remember the morning of the game, actually, and everyone's sitting around their rooms, you know, waiting for the bus to come pick you up and all that sort of thing. Everyone's pretty nervous. And something come on the telly, you know, all the lead up to it and all that, and they said no hookers ever scored two tries in a grand final, and Gus walked past the room, I heard him mumble, and that won't change the day.
Hey,
that's true, that mate, I'm telling you.
Hey, Roycey, I mean, I've spoken to you before about this, but you actually came down and trialled with the Dragons and then South Sydney. How did it end up you playing out of Penrith?
As you said, I come down and have a trial with the Saints in about 1978. Then I come down and, you know, at the end of the trial, you know, it was back then, I think it was the 18-man rule or the 17 or the 13-man or something. You'd only have 13 imports. They said I wasn't good enough for that. So that was fair enough. They had a great side. I headed back to the bush for a season, then come back down, I lived in a house down at Coogee with, big Charlie Friff was in there and a few of my mates from Cowra and so on. And I trained with South Sydney for, you know, the November-December period. And, you know, I was hoping to get a contract there. But then my first trial was in about a fifth grade game, so it was about four games after mine, so I started to get a bit of a worry there with that. But in amongst that time, Len Stacker from Penrith was talking to Barry Rushworth, and Barry was a former Kangaroo in 1963, and he was, I believe it or not, still playing at the age of about 41. He was captain coach of Lithgow Workman's Club, and Lenny and him played together at Parramatta, so Lenny was talking to him on the phone. He said, any decent players up there? And he mentioned my name, and Lenny rung home and found out that I was trying at Souths, and come down and met me and said I was playing a trial the next day. And he said, well, why don't you come up next week and trial? And I said, look, I'll come up Sunday. Like, we're trialing Saturday. I said, I'll come up Sunday and trial. So I did. And as I said, I was playing a fifth grade trial with Souths, and the next day I played first grade for Penrith, you know, for the last probably 10, 15 minutes after playing in a reserve grade game. And after that, he said he wanted to sign me, but then there was a bit of a financial battle because they'd spent all their money, and I was asking for a large sum of $4,000. So it was to sign. So anyway, in the end, Len ended up finding a bit of money for me, so they ended up signing me, for Penrith. Mate, I remember standing at Memory Park in Penrith, and I got dropped off there to start training virtually the next day, and it would have been January this time, and I had $42 worth of two bobs left in a bag. That's all I had.
Wow.
So it's amazing. It's amazing what happens, mate, and what you go through back in them times where you still worked and played.
Chatting with Royce Simmons. And as we said, Fletcher, almost to the minute now, they would be collecting their first trophy, premiership trophy, 30 years ago, almost to the minute they'd be collecting that. It's story time with old mates, thanks to the award-winning Aussie Service mobile plans from $20. Royce, do you recall the speeches from Phil Gould at the time, either before, in the prelim final? Of course, you went past the Bears having scored fewer tries than them. You went straight into the grand final. But what's your vivid memories of your coach at the time?
Yeah, I can't put a lot... obviously, Gus is one of the, best coaches of all time. You know, his record just stands up for that. That year was a pretty, a pretty tough time for me personally. I never played I never got to be with Gus or the team too much because I had a few injuries that year. And I think I only played about seven games. So I spent a lot of time, seven or eight games. I spent a lot of games, sidelined and training on my own and so on because of I did an ankle in the final of the KB Cup or whatever they used to call it at the time in the pre-season and then tried to play a few weeks later and done my ankle again and got a few weeks off and done my ankle again so then come back and the first grade side was flying so I ended up playing five or six maybe more games of reserve grade before I finally got my way back into the first grade side, I think about two or three weeks before the, it could have even been the last, I think it was the last round against Balmain. So I only played about seven or eight first grade games that year. And I didn't probably played four or five reserve grade games to get myself fit again for that. And I remember, and I got to the stage where I thought, I'm not going to get back into this side because they're winning every week and winning well. And I was sitting on the bench most weeks. Back then you played reserve grade, then sat on the bench, obviously. So it was the last game. Gus came in to me and he said, look, I want you to come back and lead us out this week. It's your final game on Penrith Park and all that sort of thing was, I remember that clearly, that talk, because it was, to say that I was going to play my last game at Penrith, which meant so much to me. And he said, you're going to play the whole game and start the game. You're going to finish the game. And it's, it's time for you to come back sort of thing. So that was real confidence building thing for me to come back in and play that game. And I kicked a goal that day. Nearly killed a trotter, over at Penrith, up the trotting track. Hit it sweet. Hey, they give me a shot in front to go after the bell.
Hey, Royce, the old saying, you had to lose a grand final before you can win one. So 1990, obviously the Raiders get the cash, but then the following year, you guys turn the tables. Do you believe that? Because sometimes, I suppose these days, not really, but... Mm. What about back then in the early 90s? Did you think that you weren't ready in 1990?
No, I think we thought we were ready, but we probably didn't. We didn't handle a week that well. I think personally, I probably handled it all right because I knew it was, you know, coming to the end of my career at that season, only one more left. So, but, you know, the whole system, you know, after we realised we were in the grand final, you know, they had parades up the street and, you know, things like that. You know, they celebrated this and celebrated that. Well, we'd won nothing, you know. Where the following year when we made it again, there was no parades up the street. There was, you know, and I remember Mal Meninga even saying the second year, he said, I could tell the difference with the Penrith boys sitting in the you know, the breakfast you go to.
Yeah.
Grand final
during
breakfast,
the week, yeah. He said, I could tell the difference at the grand final breakfast that these boys were on the job, where the year before they were sort of cackling and laughing. I remember me and Mel talking about that. And, you know, so what we learned is, in my opinion, is what pain you go through to lose one. And I think to myself, well, you don't want to go through that again, you know. I remember after the game when we were beaten in 1990, you know, it was embarrassing. You're sitting on the football, you know, on the field crying. And when you finish crying, you get up and you walk in and you hide under a shower and you cry again. And, you think everything, your sporting world's sort of finished. And I know personally the second year I thought, well, I don't want to go through that again, you know, the memories of that. So. And, you know, you pick up how to handle the week before. I think there's a lot of things around the footy that you need to handle. Not so much game day, but a lot of things around it you need to learn. Maybe your side's a bit more experienced than, again, that Penrith side 90. You had quite a few boys in the side, about 20, you know, 23, 24, 20, you know, that probably you haven't played a lot of representative football or semi-final football. So maybe it is the case, but, you know, I think it just probably depends on how you handle everything else, probably not so much the game, but everything else around the game, which leads you into the game that you go in with the right, attitude and atmosphere around you, you know.
Royce, I've been tipping.
Does that make any bloody sense?
Yeah, mate. Yeah. So I've been tipping the Panthers for most of the year, and that's the early crow that Gibbo keeps. And mainly, Royce, because there's so many similarities. You know, they're going to meet Melbourne, who in your case was Canberra, the dominant force. They're going to meet them a week earlier than what was happening last year. But what would you say to this current team if Ivan said, "Righto, Royce," and maybe he has. He said, "Righto, Royce, the floor is yours." Tell these boys how they win this grand final.
Oh, well, again, I think it's just their preparation this week. You know, not only this week, but their preparation all year has been fantastic. You know, so I think they're well on the way to performing the best they can on that day, because their attitude all year has been, you know, like, let's get over that grand final from last year. But the only thing I would probably say is, look, you do not get this chance very often, and this could quite easily be your last time you play a grand final.
Mm.
And that'd be what I'd be trying to enforce, you know, into some players. I know a player at a young age like that probably thinks he's got another four or five, but he's not playing in the under 14s and under 15s anymore. This is first grade football, and better players than us three haven't played in grand finals. I know Fletch, you probably think you don't, but
I was going to jump in, but I'll let you go.
Well, Royce, mate, we have to go, and I hope that you are reminiscing in style. And as I said, almost to the minute 30 years ago, you would have been lifting up that trophy and promising to celebrate with the world and have one. So hopefully you're doing that as we speak, mate. But we appreciate taking us down memory lane. It's an unbelievable achievement what you did in your career, and hopefully these young Panthers can replicate that.
Cheers, boys. Just, hey, mate, Kenny. Just tell the boys how I helped you out with a few of your kicking problems over the time when you were at the Tigers and you were going through a rough period.
Yeah.
I showed you how to toe poke, mate.
I know. And the biggest compliment you ever gave me when I was kicking as a right footer, you thought I was left footed. Thank you very much, Roycey. Mate, we'd love to catch up to you grand final week, maybe even next week. But anyway, good on you, Royce. We'll chat later.
Cheers, boys.
See you, Royce.
What a champion.